Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode, we're going to be looking at my 5 favorite church historians. And first on my list, likely should be on anyone's list, this is Eusebius. Eusebius is an early church father. His dates are 263 to 339. He's credited in many ways as the founder or the father of church history, and that is because of one of his significant works, Ecclesiastical History, or his History of the Church. If it weren't for Eusebius, there'd be many gaps in our understanding of the early church figures, of the early church debates, and the early church issues. But thanks to this book, he gives us wonderful insight. He was living this history, as it were, living before Constantine when Christianity was illegal and Christians were under significant persecution, and then living through Constantine and the legalization of Christianity. Eusebius gives us a front row seat as a church historian. Second on my list is a figure we know as the Bede, and sometimes he's called the Venerable Bede. Now, I think all church historians should be called venerable, but that exclusively belongs to Bede. His dates are 672 to 735. He worked primarily in Northeast England and at a place called St. Paul's Monastery. In fact, one record says that St. Paul's Monastery was the primary learning institution north of Rome, for all of Europe, that is, right? Well, Bede wrote many books. Among them is his Ecclesiastical History of the English People, a book published in 731. It is a remarkable account, and again, without it, we'd be lost on much of that awareness and knowledge of what was happening in the church in England in those crucial centuries. He wrote other works, and he even, right till the time of his death, was working on a translation of the Gospel of John into Old English. One of the things that Bede gives us is the use of the AD for a dating system. Now, he did not invent that, but his use of it popularized it, so Bede made many significant contributions. Third on our list is a reformer. Now, this reformer not only made history, he also chronicled history for us, and this is Beza. Beza lived, was born in 1519, died in 1605, so he lived squarely through the Reformation and carried it on into the next generation. He was Calvin's understudy, very significant there in Geneva and at the Academy in Geneva, wrote many books, and among them, two of his books in particular for church history. The first is what we call Beza's Icons. These are just delightful little biographical sketches of many of the reformers. Beza knew many of these folks personally, had interacted with them. So again, we're getting a front row seat on the Reformation. And then Beza also wrote a biography of Calvin. So he was a participant and a chronicler of the Reformation. Well, fourth on our list is an American. This is Philip Schaff, a 19th century figure. He's sometimes considered the father of American church history. He founded the American Society of Church History, a scholarly organization that is very viable today and very active. He wrote a number of significant works. Among them, Schaff wrote an 8-volume History of the Church. He also is the editor of the 3-volume Creeds of Christendom. This is just a standard classic work and a compilation of the important creeds in Christianity. Schaff also edited the Church Fathers set. So we have an American on the list, Philip Schaff. And lastly is another American, although this one might surprise you. This is B.B. Warfield. B.B. Warfield's dates are 1851 to 1921. Most of his contribution comes in the field of theology. In fact, we know of Warfield for his great contributions to the doctrine of Scripture, the doctrine of inspiration, and the doctrine of inerrancy. But Warfield was also quite a church historian. Wrote many smaller pieces and larger articles on Augustine, on Calvin, even on the Westminster Standards. What Warfield was doing was applying his broad and deep understanding of church history to the challenges in his day. And he brought that great wealth of church history with him as he engaged very significant challenges to Orthodox Christianity at the turn of the 20th century. Warfield shows us that a church historian can bring a usable past in the service of the church. Well, that's my list. I hope you have your own list of favorite church historians. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining me for 5 Minutes in Church History.